It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You got an odd colored liquid in that cup there. Makes me think you got something going on this week, like one of these boomer trendy cleanses.
Yeah, I'm on a cleanse.
Oh,
yeah,
of course.
I'm on a cleanse.
What do we? What? Why now? What's the?
Well, I got
the bike tour.
I have the bike tour, but I also have my hockey tournament coming up.
Oh, okay. So you want to shed a couple and get that speed
drop
back?
About 10 pounds. Get ready to go.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, I was playing yesterday against a bunch of like 25-year-olds, so I can realize how slow I am on the ice. That is.
Yeah. Yeah. I've seen you out there. You're not that slow. I've seen slower people.
God, man, just. Listen, I'm going to be 64.
Yeah, I know. That's coming up.
Guys, you know, half my age, it's not easy.
So what are we doing this time around?
It's the Chroma.
Oh, the Chroma again.
Yeah,
okay.
Definitely the Chroma, yeah.
Yeah, because I've been around you long enough. I see an odd colored liquid that you're trying to hide from me. I know what's going on.
I'm not trying to hide
anything. No, you're trying to hide it. Yes, you do.
It's got a clear top.
Yeah.
This is my maca latte.
Your maca latte?
I think a maca latte, a matcha latte, whatever it is called.
Maca latte.
What's it called?
I think Gio's right. Maca.
Yeah, maca latte.
It's not one word, though. It's maca
latte.
Yes.
There you go. Yeah. All right. Well, good luck with that, man.
Well, it's fine. I'll get through it.
When did you do the last one?
Probably about 6 months ago.
Okay. So every 6 months, you kind of flush yourself out?
It's a big old flush. Yep.
Yeah. How those the bowel movements when you do this? They're good?
Awesome.
All right. Nice.
And I actually sleep really well on it.
Do you?
Yes.
All right. I mean, hey, sounds good. Sounds like a miracle. Let's go to Anthony in Douglaston. What's going on, Anthony?
Hey, guys. Good morning.
What's up?
Two things. I got one on Morgan Wallen and one on Bathgate.
All right.
Which one do you want? Morgan Wallen?
Well, give us both, Anthony, because I like the fact that you're calling up and you got everything we're talking about. So let's hear both.
Morgan Wallen, I mean, it's pretty obvious what went on there. First of all, that cast, 90% of them are keying Teslas on the weekends. They were standing 15 feet behind the guy. I mean, if you watch the show every week, they're up right next to the host and the musical guest. They were standing 15 feet behind the guy. It was obvious.
Yeah, I think we're going to find
that guy
out
the whole week.
Yeah,
and he just ran out of there.
Yeah, you know what, Anthony? I think we're going to find out. Someone's going to say something coming up, and there's going to be some sort of incident that happened with him and the cast that we're going to find out about. But yeah, I mean, you're right. And going back and watching it now, they're usually right on top of each other. There was something odd going on.
Maybe
all right,
maybe the cast was over here at Tesla. You know, during the protest,
quite possibly.
Hey, I picked up a Tesla on Saturday. Got to support the team.
Well, there you go.
Second thing on Bathgate. If you just Google the history of bats, I mean, you look at the shape of the bat, it's changed dramatically over the years. Back in the 40s and 50s, all the girth Hey, now, was that the end of the bat? And now they're just moving it to the sweet spot. I love that word, girth, by the way.
Yeah, yes, Anthony, very yes. good, and we appreciate the call. Very good call. I don't have a problem with it. I understand that because it's the Yankees, people are going to go nuts, and this Yankee Met thing is as hot as it's been in years and years and years, as far as the trash talking going back and forth. I have no issue with it. If they went to Major League Baseball and Major League Baseball approved it, and every other team is allowed to do this, then why would anybody get angry about it?
Yeah, I don't know, but because it's the Yankees and it's obviously the headlines, the amount of runs, 36 runs that they scored in three games.
But I mean, look at it and be like, hey.
By the way, there's five players that are using the bats, and all five players hit home runs. So when you think about that and the fact that Volpe hit two, and one of those was one like
a jam shot.
So he hit it where the girth of the bat and wood is.
And right.
That's where the hardwood is.
Yeah, and they moved it down to make the bat girthier in different spots.
And because of his swing plane and because of the way that he was having a lot of jam shots.
That's right. And it's working. It's working right now.
So they move the hardness of the wood towards the middle or the bat.
It's not like they're hiding it. You know what I mean? You know, I think Aaron Boone, he said something about it. You know, they were talking about it on the Yes Network broadcast. So
yeah,
obviously.
Well, Michael Kay brought it up.
Yeah, right. Yeah. So, I mean, and by the way, did you see, was that the head in, is it Filippelli?
John Filippelli.
Yeah, who was in the booth, basically, blowtorching Comcast. That was I don't think I'd ever seen something like that before.
This is getting heated, man.
Yeah, I know. But I mean, in all of the, there's been so many of these disputes with the RSNs that have been out there.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever seen an executive go on one of the broadcasts like that.
Yeah, but you are talking huge dollars.
I know.
Huge dollars.
Yeah, I get it. But it was definitely interesting.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah. We can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay. Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Let's go to John in Wantagh. What's going on, John?
Hey, doctors.
Doctors. Yeah, okay, Johnny, what's happening?
Hey, I just want to compliment Al Dukes. That guy is a beautiful, beautiful man.
Al Dukes is a beautiful, beautiful man?
Yeah, because he's so respectful on the phone. He lets you through. And even when he doesn't let you through, like he's done it to me sometimes, but I understand. He goes, all right, buddy, you have a nice day. I said, all right, you take care.
Yeah, you know what? Al gets a bad rap of being a jerk on the phones. He is not. Very respectful. Very respectful.
Gets frustrated that they don't have a good point, right? So let me get to my Volpe point. As I'm listening to Mike Francesa on the overnight, he's basically telling everybody that Anthony Volpe, that the Yankees analytics department are geniuses because they now have a place where Anthony, you know, it makes me sick to my stomach. It's watching a little scrub in Little League that can't get a hit, and the mommy goes to the coach and says, it's not fair. Could you tell the other pitcher to lob the ball to my son so he could feel good too?
Yeah, listen, John, very funny phone call, and I appreciate it. You can't make that comparison, man. Like, I understand you thinking, like, all right, so Volpe couldn't adjust with a regular bat, so now you had to give him a different type of bat for him to be able to hit. It's not just him. I mean, there's four other guys that are using it, and I don't think it makes him look any worse. I just think I kind of agree with C-Mac that this was a smart thing to do by the Yankees to help out their everyday players be better hitters.
Volpe's hitting 167. He's got two home runs. He's got two hits.
Yeah.
All right, it's not like he's batting 500 and he's got 10 hits in his first
It's still
games.
Hard to make contact.
Sure, you know? It is. Maybe one of those home runs is because of the new design of the bat. And like the previous caller said, you know, they've changed the bat styles over the years. This just happens to be some sort of, you know, nerdy, analytic-y guy that has, you know, come up with an idea that, at least for the first weekend of the season, work for the Yankees. Now we're going to see if it's going to work for the Braves. And by the way, the Red Sox, you know, your boy Dave Portnoy goes off on the Yankees.
Yeah.
You know, so now I'm sure the Red Sox will be calling up and saying, what about our bats? But, you know, put your analytic guys on it. Don't steal the Yankees' idea.
Yeah, and by the way, you know, the caller that we had before our break who was making the comparison to the Astros in this, I mean, it is not the same thing at all.
The Yankees went to Major League Baseball, and they read the rules, and the rules are such where they could build. And any team can do the same thing.
And they will. Mark in Westchester. What's up, Mark?
Good morning, gentlemen. Boomer, you're going to love this. I don't know why people are freaking out about the bats. It's like a hockey player adjusting the curve on a stick. It's like you do what's going to make you the best at what you do. It's silly. What's your thoughts on that? Like, as long
it
as
was like when Stan Mikita went to the curve stick, next thing you know, the goalies had to put face masks on because the curve stick allowed those guys to roof those shots. And quite frankly, I saw Alex Ovechkin's stick the other day because Matt Martin has one of them.
Yeah.
And I could not believe the ridiculous curve on that stick.
And it's legal?
I'm assuming it is. You know,
it's got to be legal.
Yeah.
He's going to break the record.
Oh, yeah, 100% he's going to break the record. It's ridiculous that he can even actually handle the puck with that stick. Mm. I mean, he can handle it.
Enjoy, guys.
All right, man. Thanks.
All right, thanks.
Yeah,
Mark.
I mean, look, every team in a league can do the same thing. The fact that the Yankees thought of it first, I think, is what's really chapping a lot of people's asses around there.
I think so, too. I mean, there's no doubt about it. If it was the Dodgers, the Yankees, maybe the Mets, you know, people are going to get pissed about
Do you think that the pitchers are going to be screaming and yelling about wanting to have the sticky stuff back because of this?
Yes, I think that's a great point. Yeah. Be like, you're making it harder for, oh, there's Lindor with one. That is a torpedo bat, right? Yeah, look at that. I didn't even realize it. And I don't think I ever would have realized it unless Michael Kay didn't bring it up on the broadcast. Did you notice these bats? I didn't notice them until someone told me they were different.
I didn't notice it at all until you saw them side by side and you saw where the bulge was.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.